Among the key aspects of the new constitution being proposed to Mauritanian voters is an article that will limit the country's future presidents to 2 5-year terms in office. Many countries in the region currently have similar term restrictions. In Mauritania, as journalist Salem Bokhari explains, many hope the new constitution, if approved, will help bring a semblance of democracy to the country, which has never experienced political change through the ballot box.
It is a referendum to permit to the people to change power by vote and to make an end to the totalitarian former regime.
Mauritania's military toppled the former president Mawia Ould Taya last August in a bloodless coup. The ousted leader had ruled for 2 decades, and his overthrow was widely supported by the public. The country has since been ruled by a military junta. Sunday's referendum is part of a 19-month transitional period that is also to include local and legislative elections in November and senatorial and presidential polls next year. Polling for the referendum opened at 7 in the morning local time, and Bokhari says voting has gone smoothly with what appears to be a high turnout.
It is quiet. People is voting in calm and peaceful, and there is no problem till this moment. The government said possibly the participation will attend more than 80%.
Nearly 1 million Mauritanians are eligible to vote in the referendum. Preliminary results are expected beginning Monday. Joe Bavier for VOA News, Abidjan.